first, I'll congratulate Wesley Woodyard on being named Walter Payton Man of the Year. I think it's an honor that's certainly well-deserved. Wesley's done a lot, I know, outside of our building. Also does a lot of things inside our building and gives a lot of his time to other things. So a well-deserved honor, and you know, I'm very proud of him and what he's done. Had a bye week to really spend some time and evaluate some different things about our football team. Coaches spent a lot of time looking at you know, tape of the first 8 weeks. We looked at some other teams in the league that are doing some different things well at this point. We always kind of try to do that, see if there's anything that we may be able to take at this point. But most of it was spent on our team, analyzing a lot of the things that we can improve on, and we feel like we can improve in every phase. We have to, and that's what this time of the year is for. We're excited to see if some of the things that we're going to try to implement and change will have an impact for us, and hopefully that will be quick. And now we've moved on to Kansas City, and we're looking forward to 4 good days on the Chiefs. Got an opportunity to have an extra day of practice for them. It's a really good football team that is really quite possibly the best complementary football team we've played, meaning you know, the defense takes the ball away, the offense scores, the offense never turns the ball over, they run the football, they have you know, the ball more than their opponents by and large. They control the tempo of the game, they control the pace of the game, and they never really ever beat themselves. So a lot of superlatives you could use about a lot of their players. I think our team is, you know, has a great deal of respect for what they've seen so far from the Chiefs and what they've learned about them so far, and we're excited to have 4 good days of practice here to play our next division game.
You looked at your team in the first half. Can you give us maybe a one paragraph, something that stood out?
I just think that it's a situation where you see room for improvement in really every phase. There's things that we're doing better than others. You know, our play action passes have been productive for us, but certainly our run game needs to improve. I'm stating the obvious there. You know, and that's really the case with the offense, the defense, and the special teams. And starts with preparing and having a good game plan and looking at different things. You don't ever want to throw out your scheme at this point in time of the year. You want to try to make a decision on what, you know, what's the cost of continuing to work at something. Will you see the benefit soon, or will you see it by the end of the year? If there's some things that you've been working on that just aren't getting better, I think that you make a choice, a smart decision at that point to say, you know what, let's put our time into something better. And I think that there's some things in every phase that we've chosen to do that with, and hopefully our game plan will reflect that from now on. You're not going to see a dramatic change in terms of, you know, what we try to do or how we're playing or the scheme that we're using. But there's some small things that certainly we're hoping to get some results from.
Speaking of scheme, run defense, you've used a couple of different things, obviously, because of injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you see one of the two that's maybe worked better?
When we've played our 3-4 front, you know, we've played it pretty effectively. And that's what we spent all training camp doing. That's what we spent, you know, the preseason doing. That's what we spent the first month and week or two of the season doing. So we certainly are eager to have an opportunity to get back to that and feel like we can play that at the level that we were playing it at, you know, at times early in the season. And you know, we have to do what we have to do based on some of the situations we've had, considering our personnel. But I think that if we can get back to playing the 3-4, our odd front, you know, those kind of things, has certainly been more productive for us over the course of the long haul than the 4-3 front or the 4-3 personnel grouping was. You know, we did some decent things from that grouping, particularly in the Jet game. I don't think that's what we didn't put the roster together. We didn't try to do what we did with our front and our linebacking core to play that front.
Health-wise, will you be able to go back? Are you able
say
to
it
go
again?
Back health-wise?
We got more healthy. during the bye week. But there's still, you know, Robert is still going to be a little bit of a question here. But you know, we're gonna see what works best with our personnel. I don't want to sit here and say we're going to only play this or that. At this point, we're going to try to go ahead and do what we feel like we have to do. Vickerson's health is another, you know, issue there too. So, you know, we're going to practice both because we have to, I think, understanding that we'd love to be back into that 3-4 mold as much as we could.
Talk about the importance of scoring in the first quarter, especially going against a Kansas City team like this.
Yeah, they, you know, when they've scored first, they've done fairly well this year. And certainly that's something that we want to do much better than we have. I think that, you know, sometimes you can have a tendency to overanalyze some things, and it's kind of like a batter going through a slump. The harder you squeeze the bat, the harder it is to hit the ball. And I think that at times we need to just step back, do the things we do well, try to play good football by playing fast early in the game. And if you can get out to a lead against a team like this that runs the ball the way that they do, I think you're not going to create a one-dimensional team. They're not going to do that. They're not going to abandon their philosophy. They shouldn't. They have too many good players, and they've got so much production from it. But if you can help yourself by forcing them to play from behind, I think that's a big thing. It would be a big plus for us, and certainly that's what our intention will be on Sunday.
Josh, you had such a different training camp this year because of injuries. You had the Kansas practices and weren't able to work in your personnel like you'd like. Do you think that had something to do with it? Did it seep over to the 2-6 start at all?
No. Every team goes through injuries. And I think that, you know, we had our share and other teams have had their share of injuries. And, you know, we have players on our roster that we feel good about. We feel like we can win with the players on our roster, no question about it. We still have a long way to go. We're excited about the opportunity that we have to still play 5 division games in our last 8. And I think we're focused on trying to improve from here. There's nothing we can do about what happened in training camp, and we're going to try to build on the positives and fix the things that we're not doing well at this point.
You talked early on about, you know, maybe especially the offensive line not really gelling with the season.
Yeah.
Do you think there's been any setbacks in that regard, or do you figure things will start rolling?
Well, I think what we can control is how we play from this point forward. We've certainly shuffled some things around in the first half of the year up front, but I think that the more we can settle in and get a group playing together for as many straight days as we can, the better off I think we'll play. I think Noshon's probably as healthy as he's been all year, which is a plus for him and for us. And hopefully we can start to see some strides made in the running game. He's okay. I mean, I'd say sore. I don't want to say, I don't want to speak for him, but sore, but I think overall fine.
Will you stick with the same 5 guys up front?
there's some moving parts, I think. We're going to see, we're going to see how it goes. We certainly can fix some things, and that isn't putting the onus on one player or another. I just think we're trying to find the most productive group that we can, and that's happening in a lot of different places, you know, on our football team. So, we're going to see how that pans out this week.
We haven't seen a lot of big plays from Jamal. I don't know, you ask him more to just...
You're talking about the nose tie? Okay.
You know, to hold up, is his job more to do that?
Yeah.
How does he play?
I think he's, that's a position where I don't think you're going to get much glory from playing a zero nose technique and a 3-4 defense most of the time. I mean, a lot of times he's taking on blockers. The ball gets shoved back in there. He's in the middle of the pile. They'll double team him plenty. That's just the way you block a 3-4 defense a lot of times. And so, DJ's our leading tackler, and Jamal's a big reason why. And I think that his job, and he understands that, and he understands his role, is to try to continue to take up space in there, take up blockers. If they do single him, he's been productive. And I think that that's what we're going to continue to try to see from him.
What are the Chiefs doing up front that have enabled them, their running game, to be so successful? Obviously, started at the end of last year.
Yeah. Here. They got their front plays well together. They run different schemes and they execute those very well. I think they got a group that, you know, again, they changed three starters in their line, and they've got some guys that are in there that are gelling together. They got some experienced players, Casey certainly we know, and Ryan Lilger from the Colts. But there's an element of working together hand in hand. The line does a nice job of giving the backs an opportunity to get started, and then they got tremendous backs. There's no question. I mean, Jamal Charles is as explosive a player as we're going to play, and I say that including any back we've played so far. Thomas Jones is one of the premier backs and has been for the last 5 or 6 years in this league. And then McCluster, when he's back there, he's a whole different element too. So they do a great job of utilizing all their skilled players and their talent in the backfield, and their line really gives them an opportunity. They don't have many negative runs because, again, the line does a nice job of keeping the line of scrimmage clean. The backs hit the holes, they find it, and they're very difficult to bring down.
Josh, is a good motivator? We start the second half against a division rival.
We're real excited. We know what situation we're in. We also know that the season isn't over. It's far from over. We have 5 division games. Starts with Kansas City. We're focused on one game, one game only. We're happy to be at home again and start playing better at home in front of our fans, and excited about the challenge that we're going to face this week. This is a team that's kind of improving along from last year to this year, has made huge strides, certainly. They're a well-coached football team, and I think this is a good way for us to come off the bye and have an opportunity to play a team like this that's sitting in first place in our division, give us an opportunity to take a swing at them and see what happens.
Somewhat like a fresh start for you guys, so to speak?
Yeah, I think anytime you have a bye week, you come back and you look at things from a different perspective. We have an opportunity to evaluate what we haven't done as well as we'd like, and now we have an opportunity to do something about it and try to fix it. Got a great group of fighters in the locker room, great resolve with our coaching staff, and we're excited about the opportunity, which is what we're describing it as, the opportunity here to play much better football in the second half.
You haven't been as demonstrative on the sideline as you were last year. Has your style changed?
No, not at all. I don't think the officials would say I haven't been as demonstrative, but I'm the same person, emotional, and I think in some ways try to channel it positively. Sometimes there's a rhyme and a reason to let that go, and other times I think it's important for your team to kind of, withhold doing some of that stuff too. So, I'm who I am. I haven't changed a whole lot in that regard. I think some games may get it out of you more than others, and you'll probably see a little bit more of that on Sunday, I would imagine.